we now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
everybody, this is Joey Shudder from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
That's right. It's that time again for the show that you know called Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and our shows are kept archived on that site as well. And if there's something you'd like to hear on this show, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC CITR. Yep, here to 1 o'clock as always, and afterwards power cord, get some good punk rock and hardcore fusing into metal. And started off with a couple of tracks with a certain person in mind. That the name of that person is Rob Ford. Rob Ford, yes, Toronto mayor. We heard the Bill of Rights band from Vancouver doing a song called Drunk Government, and it's off the No Rights, No Chance release going back to 1984. They were based out of Surrey, at least some of the members were. And then we followed with My Dog Popper from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 666-668, the neighbor of the beast, Limbo Leaders, and that one's going back to 1987, I think, 87, 88, something like that. The Rob Ford case has obviously caught my attention because it's everywhere in the news, and I think the whole thing is pretty comical, quite frankly, that a mayor could act so idiotic and still be in power. But smoking illegal drugs isn't the worst thing you can do in the world. I'm paying more attention to another case that's going on in the punk community right now. Kind of disturbing. I'm talking about the Casualties and their singer Jorge. Very recently in a blog, a tale has come out about a girl who was sexually assaulted by him 16 years ago, and it's sparked some other people to come out and say some other things that he's done throughout the years. And I don't know. I don't know what to say about the witch hunting. I don't know what to believe over the internet. But yes, that's some pretty bad style, if that is the case. And all I got to say is that I'm glad that it's not one of the bands that I've ever liked that's under scrutiny. The Casualties, to me, have always been a band more style than substance. They haven't had a lot to say. They've put out plenty of albums that all sound the same. They've got the look down pat, and I'll give them credit for popularizing the whole second wave of British punk, bringing it back again in the 90s, the new millennium. But as far as the band goes, I think they're pretty contrived, to say the least. And yes, the Casualties have put a disclaimer on their website about this sexual assault case, but I noticed it's been taken down now, and the Casualties playing Seattle this Sunday at the El Corazon. Supposed to be with Negative Approach and MDC, but MDC have dropped off the bill. I think they're still playing in Portland, though, where the Casualties have been kicked off the bill because of this case. I'm not sure why MDC are off the bill, if it's to do with this case or not, but yes, lyrically, MDC have always been one of my favorite bands. They are a classic band, and they're not a bunch of watered-down bubblegum garbage like the Casualties are. And we're going to take you back to the first MDC record, 1982, with a track called American Achievements here on Generation Annihilation.
Great walls! nothing lasts. See some die, see shallow lies. No going back, no going home. It's all pitch black. Stuck on something going, driven, feeling up, going crazy. Feel like shit, feel like queer. Feel that latest misbehavior. Close living, going drinking. Close living, think I'm dying. There's nowhere to go, there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to trust, there's nowhere to confide in. No going back, no going home. Watching you, the dude you told, you fit in the mold. He treats your soul, he leads your soul. He's your guardian angel, he's a master of control. Grappling, great people, great food, great walls. Grappling, great people, great food, great walls. No going back, no going home. It's all been flat, and there's no God in heaven to get off your knees.
Hello, hi everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA. We'll be right back.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Terry from Vacant State, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
And in the last sets, we started things off with MDC, one of the most classic, prolific American hardcore punk bands ever. Track called American Achievements, going back to the Millions of Dead Cops record, going back to 1982 on our Radical Records. Followed with Negative Approach out of Boston from the Total Recall. Or no, they were out of Michigan. What am I saying? I should know better. Negative Approach, Total Recall, and the track we heard was called Dead Stop, and this originally appeared on the Tied Down release, but it got reissued on the Total Recall compilation. Yeah, classic hack going back to the early 80s. And, both MDC and Negative Approach are playing Portland tonight. And tomorrow, Negative Approach will be playing with the Casualties in Seattle, Washington. The Casualties, who have some controversy surrounding them right now. All I got to say is don't believe everything you read over the internet, but if you read one thing and then you start hearing about other things, chances are there's probably truth to it. And, a lot of the times there is truth there is some sort of truth to gossip that you hear. Not always, though. We followed with Night Prowler, Psychopath, demo cassettes of theirs, or his. It's a one-man deal. Sorry State was named the track. Oh, and I forgot to mention Negative Effects out of Boston before that from the Last Rites release on Tang Records, Mind Controller. And we followed with Kremlin out of Toronto, Ontario from the Drunk with the Gulag release. We heard a track called Why Should I? And that one came out this year on Hardware Records. And I got to see them at Iron Road Studios last summer. Here in town, pretty hot, but a good gig. And, we're going to get into some more tunes now. We're going to get into a band right now, and I say, if you like Poison Idea, you will like this band. They are Long Knife out of Portland, Oregon.
Don't mad about things. That's a kid who tells another kid is a dickhead. It's a sad, sorry fucking day. Things have changed another way. Have to watch what you say. Can't speak out, your phone is broke. Can't fight out, they keep you drunk. Land of free, that's what they think. Home of the slave nation of things. Walls of nearly held up like a blood ground. Show you're like broke, lose your soul. Drunk people of the world, may your bad choice open up the fucker that is. Surveillance of the fittest. I don't need a reason to commit this treason. Need that sense with my exodus. I've been east last to my place. I wanna be set to free. A man who tells on another man is a dead man. Nation seeks! Why the hell can I?
CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we started the set all off with, who did we start off with? We started out off with, we started off with Long Night from the Wilderness release on Feral Ward Records, a track called Ghost in the Hall, and we followed with some Knife Fight, In My Headache. That's a Poison Idea cover, and we followed with a track from Poison Idea, going back to the 1990 release, Feel the Darkness, a track called Welcome to Krell, Blast, brand new release from theirs of an old reissued recording. It's called Blood, that's a track called Your Eyes, and this is on Southern Lord Records, and all the other tracks available, all the other tracks on this release are also available in another release. They came out 1987 called It's In My Blood, but this one was actually out on a single about the same time. Followed with some Major Damage from the Sheer Mayhem release. We heard a track called Evil Inside, and we heard from a band from Boston called Brain Handle, a track called Protest. I think this band is done now, but some of the members, I'm told, are in a band also called No Sir, I Won't. And they're really cool. And we're going to hear a track from them, from their demo, which came out a few years back. This is a track called No Party System on Generation Annihilation.
My the way for it to be. I'm part of something larger. It's my duty. Oh, that's shit. When you gonna realize the whole thing's been rigged? We feel involved, so we let ourselves be fooled. We're complicit in our own oppression. We're their tools. And every time we climb inside that little box, we've given them our blessing to grind us down even further, to steal our rights, to spend our money on war, death, pollution, to implement the final political solution. We don't want to have to think. We don't want real freedom, because then we'd be guilty. We'd have to take responsibility for our own lives. They tell us every week so we can function without rules. We wonder what to do when the system finally falls. We can get off our knees, face the future without fear. Maybe we can find the strength to make us stand right now.
Controlled by reinforcement of rules passed by those who are merely the tools of a system where achievement is based on deceit and a message by someone in whom they believe. We are all controlled by the straight line thinking of straight line thinkers.
those who gave up drinking and smoking a cease to avoid being lower than their aspirations would allow them to go. We were told by past generations and parents who used to rebel just the same as we do now. So who gets the blame?
For the restarts, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Like soldier, and getting on the earth is my way. Then let me up and up your eyes, just like a bastard. friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with No Sir I Won't from their 2011 demo. Some great anarcho-punk out of Boston. Heard a track called No Party System, and they sound a lot like the band Crass. Who we followed with afterwards from the Penis Envy release, track called Poison in a Pretty Pill. And then the Subhumans, not the Subhumans, but Subhumans from the UK, going back to 1985 from the Worlds Apart release. Straight Line Thinking is the name of it, and was the name of the track. Followed with the Restarts from a Sickness in Mind release, a No Label Records track called Independence EF. And we heard an act out of Montreal who are brand new, who I really dig. They're called Death Fox, and the track is called Particle in an F-Ring. And, yeah, it's almost time for Power Chord. Yeah, a few things to let you know about next Friday at Funky Winkerbeans. Don't know about the opening bands, but they're Lucid Skies, Bonefire, and Leveler. But I know about the main band, Night Terrors. They're really cool. Played them on the show last week. Next Saturday, an East Van all-ages hardcore punk show. I guess a little shameless self-promotion. I'm not playing my band, but I am playing this show. I'm not playing my band on this radio show, but I am playing the show that I'm plugging. It's at 333 Clark with Cardi 7, All Out Panic, Balance, and the Rosalie. Also that night at Astorio's Catering, we got a show with Write Off, Taxa, Bloom, Slow Race, and Syphilis. So there you go, a few shows for you next weekend. And if you like what you heard on this show, you can... Sorry. What's going on? Turn that off. Okay. If you like the show, check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. You heard a little bit what you're going to hear on Power Chord next. What was that, Andy?
That was like some hardcore, actually. That was not something I'm playing.
Okay, yeah. But so anyways, we got Power Chord up next with Andy. So yeah, www.generationannihilation online. Like us on Facebook. And we're going to leave you with one more. Happy to have this CD finally. Its release came out last year from Chapel, local act. It's called Satan's Rock and Roll. Saw these guys with... I played with them last week, and also on the bill was Rav Svet from Sweden. But yeah, this is Chapel, and this is a song called Alcoholicost, which will take you into Power Chord. Talk to you next week. Bye.
bites. Everything? Perfect. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding. We'll be right back.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Yes, and welcome to Power Chord. My name is Andy, and